Get your day started right. This is BLC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Sabiro Sheikh Yassir. Only on the Voice of the Cape.
So 6:47 is where we're at this morning, and we move along to our first feature. Now, the city of Cape Town is continuing to roll out its 40 million rand replacement program to convert old electricity meters to prepaid meters. Now, council recently decided that the meter replacement program be declared mandatory to improve revenue collection and to reduce future maintenance costs. But online to tell us a bit more is MACO member for energy and climate change, and that is Councillor Phindile Masithi. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, and good morning to the listeners.
Now, of course, you know, with regards to this initiative in terms of the rollout of prepaid electricity meters, it has been happening for a while now. Perhaps speak to us in terms of where are we at this point in time.
Yes, good morning, and good morning to the listeners once more. This program has been happening now for almost 7 years. But the very most important thing that I want to explain is that the age or the lifespan of these credit meters is almost now due, because the meters are already 30 years old. And that is why we decided that now it is time for us to replace them. Because one of the things that we want to avoid is to give problems, because currently you can even get the inaccurate readings because of the age of the meters. So we are saying, for us to make sure that we're resilient, we need now and then to upgrade our electricity infrastructure.
Phindile, you know, apart from the factor in terms of, you know, these devices aging, you know, what are some of the advantages of switching over to the prepaid meters?
One of the things that is very important is that customers now will have actually direct control of their usage, and then that will make their budgeting very easy. Number two, as I've said, we want to eliminate any chances of any month-end shocks, because remember, when it comes to the month-end, people could be just cut off without them knowing, because they don't know if the electricity is up or if they are owing anything. But with the prepaid meter, you are able exactly to see how much you've consumed, how much you owe. So that is why we say it is making now budgeting easier. Number three, it is actually enabling qualifying customers an opportunity to move to a subsidized lifeline tariff. That is when people now will be benefiting by getting the free electricity units, but you cannot get those free units if you are not using the prepaid. So that is why we are saying it is actually assisting by actually giving an opportunity now to customers to access our financial aid. That is when now we are beginning to give people free electricity. So these are some of the benefits that people might actually achieve.
If I can just come in here quickly also, you know, Phindile, I know there were many times where people wanted to, you know, convert from the traditional or the old meter to the new meter because of exactly what you're talking about, you know, with budgetary constraints, etc., and be able to just sort of manage it a little bit better as well. But at the time, you know, when some of them went, there were some cost implications as well. They had to be, you know, they were asked to pay, you know, for it, or for the conversion at least. Well, they still have to be paying, you know, for this meter from the old to the new system?
No, this program is free of charge. People are not paying a cent, because this is our program. I think the scenarios that now you are talking to is when people actually were not in the identified areas, who, for instance, just wanted to change. Then, because we are not working in that area, then there were charges. But now there are no charges, because we are running the program, and we are identifying the areas ourselves, because what we are doing, we are saying that as the meters are now over 30 years old, they all need to be changed, but we cannot do it at once. So we have identified areas. I will make an example. Currently, we will be working in Belville South, Manetberg, Bondieville, Langa, Kruso, Steenberg, and Hanover Park. So these are areas that we'll be focusing in, and we are not going to charge a cent. This is free of charge, because, as I've said, it is time for us to upgrade our infrastructure now.
And if we were to look at the meters or the program where it's being rolled out at the moment, Phindile, is it only those that falls under the city of Cape Town in terms of purchasing of electricity, or is it those, for example, in the north where you know, Eskom, for example, distributes electricity, or is it for everybody?
What we are doing, we are changing electricity meters for only our customers, City of Cape Town customers. I do believe that Eskom will have a similar program, but we are not working on Eskom areas. We are only working on the City of Cape Town supply area.
That's such a pity.
And then also, you know, just in terms of, you know, many a time, Pindile, you know, people say that, you know, you should buy your units for the month on the first of the month, you know, if you want to get those full usage off your units, you know, otherwise the amount you get drops throughout the month. You know, is this fact, is it myth? You know, what's going on with regards to that? And, you know, do people have, you know, a valid concern when it comes to this?
No, that is not true. You can buy your electricity anytime. It is not a must that you must buy only at the first of the month, because you will get your free units if you qualify, irrespective. But what is happening, you must buy once a month. You will get that allocation once a month if you qualify and you are on the lifeline tariff. So these are the things that is happening. It does not necessarily mean you need only to go on the first day of the month. You can buy anytime, but for once a month, you will get that allocation.
Let's
you can go at the beginning of the month, you can go mid-month, but you will get your free units if you qualify.
Okay, so let's talk about the qualifying criteria for those who want to sort of make use of the free units. You know, how does that work?
There are some criteria that we consider. One of the criteria is the value of your property. The value of your property must be not bigger, I think. It must not be higher than 450,000, and your consumption of electricity must not be bigger than or must not be higher than 250 kilowatts a month. And then again, you must again qualify for the lifeline tariff, meaning you must have this prepaid meter.
I think we'll leave it that for this morning. That was Maker Member for Energy and Climate Change, Councillor Pindile Masidi.